Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its very best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast on our new night every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we are live. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryans, the candy girl of comedy.
Hey, Amira, it's good to have you on tonight. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate your perspective. Listen, man, we're about to get this party started right. We're about to get this party started quickly. But before we do, I want to welcome all of our listeners. If you're listening on your mobile device, you can call in 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Also, you can click on the link. If you are on Facebook right now, click on the link that I sent, and you can listen from your laptop. If you want to call in and talk to Amira and I, call that same number, 646-716-7031, and press 1. To be connected to us. Also, I want to invite you tonight, as always, to be a follower of the show. If you want to be a follower of the show, you will get email notifications about when the show is going to begin. Simply go to our show page, write this show page down. It is www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. And on our homepage, right below the icon for the show, click on the follow button, and you will immediately and always be a follower of the show. Also, if you want to communicate to us this week by email, simply go to the same page, click on the message dating beneath you. Let's have the conversation. Let me paint a scenario for you. You meet somebody in the club, you meet somebody on eHarmony, meet somebody on Match.com, on BlackPlanet.com, you get to know this person. You find out, though, that this person, male or female, maybe does not have the same educational level as you. You go out on a date, even though it's not necessarily the best thing to do on the first date, maybe but on two dates, and you talk about salary, and this person is bold enough to communicate his or her salary, and you find that this person does not make, and find out you were raised in the suburbs and this person was raised in the quote-unquote hood. What do you do? Do you immediately stop communication? Do you immediately stop dating, even though you feel that chemistry and that connection? Or do you decide to still date that person? That's the topic for tonight. Before we go on, Amir, let's get to a song. We're going to rock it down, Mr. Vegas, a little reggae to get us started. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk.
Yo, he's the most disgusting. Girls, am I gonna like you?
This is the dancing move, your way flying. Every girl of your time. Yeah. Ready, me girl. Who are the real good as them step forward and whine? Every good body girl just broke out cause of your time. Man, I promise you the world anytime, then see all your whine. Mad, cause you want every dime.
Cause funny, baby. Broke it on. 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 Broke it on.
Broke it on. Broke it on. Broke it on. Broke it on. Broke it on. Broke it on. Broke it on. Broke it on. Broke it on. Broke it on. Broke it on. But that me drive her insane. But I no complain, she a complain. Cause she love it in a winter, love it in a summer. Want it when it's sun or rain. Me give back the sugar stick and she no stop call me. In a the wee hours of the morning, she no rampy annoy me. She said she want broke her feet and it. Because it nicer than the chocolate. And right now she says it physically fit. And she no ramp with it. So me say, broke
it on. Broke it on. Broke it on. Broke it on, 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 broke it on.
Expression them a conqueror,
sana a di advance. Toko im no beg za tik dance. Titi must love tak place dance. Dem a gyal a wan rough fi up. Keep say di gyal dem just a cuff fi up. Dem a gyal a just a touch me up. Head tap panic a wan broke me tough. Broke it on.
Hey everybody, Michael T, your co-host, along with my co-host.
I'm Mira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. Hey, y'all.
Hey, listen, we're back live in the Blog Talk Radio studio. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its very end, phenomenal best. Tonight's topic is dating beneath you. Let's have that conversation. In many respects, Mira, dating beneath someone, it's really the elephant in the room. We don't really want to talk about it.
Right.
It is, in fact, the elephant in the room, and we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to have the conversation. So I want, again, to give out the guest calling number, 716-731-7031. That's 646-716-7031. One of the things that we started doing, Mira and I, before we get into the topics for the evening, we always want to take a few moments to recap the previous week's show. So we want to take a few minutes to do that. Last week, for anybody who missed the show, the topic was the solution for cheating open relationships. The fact is, Real, Relevant, Raw family, people cheat. Men and women cheat. People of all races cheat. All socioeconomic classes, all educational backgrounds cheat, and cheating's a problem. Whether we're talking about broken relationships, outside pregnancy, whether we're talking about children who are the casualties of the infidelity, or whether we're talking about violence, it's a problem. And so last week, I suggested that instead of cheating, to look at having an open relationship, which is simply a relationship with multiple partners based in honesty and truth. So I put that out there. Amir and I had a conversation. Amir, one of the things that you said last week that I found very interesting is that you said you don't think that most women are built for that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Built for what? Cheating or like having an open relationship?
Having an open relationship. You said most
women. Yeah, because, and the reason I said that is because I think we're emotional. We're just emotional creatures. We wear our heart on our sleeve. We say we can. Girl, please, ain't nobody going to catch feelings. We just going to have sex. Yeah, right. In the end, we always catch feelings. I just don't think women, I'm not saying all women, because
exactly.
Like I said last week also, I was one of those chicks, like you couldn't tell me that I couldn't do, I did that for until I got tired of it.
You were built for it until you got tired of it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and that went back to the gentleman I told you I was dating for a while, who was honest with me.
Exactly.
We had an open relationship. He was dating somebody. He straight told me that, and we still, you know what I mean, we're together.
He was gangster with his shit. Right?
Yeah, he was. He was gangster, and I accepted it. You know, that was. I'm good though. Now, like I said, at this age. You know, and it wasn't that long ago, to be honest with you. But now, again, at this age, you know, it has to be some purpose behind it. And that's what I think. I think women of a certain age, when you come to a certain age, I don't know. I'd love to hear some feedback on that, Michael. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe when you become a woman of a certain age, it's easier for you to deal with with the open relationship, because I find in life the older I get, it's easier for me to deal with certain things, right? Or is it that when you get older, you look for something more grounded, more, you know, something where you could set a foundation and watch it grow? You know,
well,
which
you know,
is it? I'm not
well,
sure.
You know what? You know what? I mean, I'm going to do this. Let me put this out to our listening audience. Listen, if somebody wants to call in during these moments that we are recapping last week's show, give us a call right now. 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. And we feel free to comment. Let me say, while we're waiting on any callers to call in, as a man, my message really was to men. And granted, I understand not all men cheat, and men aren't the only ones who cheat. And I remember a couple of shows where you talked about sloppy cheaters. You understand? Cheaters, men who cheat, who just think their stuff is that nice, but they get caught all the time. See, man, we got to be honest with ourselves. Feel like we need more than one woman, then that's a signal that you need to either be honest and not have a monogamous relationship with anyone or have an open relationship. So that was simply a suggestion for those who are cheating and who want to stop or who don't want to stop but realize that they need to stop. Let's move on there to our topic for tonight. You know, one of the things that I thought about as we look at this notion of dating beneath you is that we really judge before we date. We look at how somebody's dressed. Look at maybe what kind of car they drive. We ask them what they do for a living. We look at all the external things and we make a judgment. I remember reading about this, that allegedly, again, we always have to say allegedly, Ed Lover was walking down the streets of New York, and for anyone who knows who Ed Lover is, you know he's a radio personality. He was on Hot 97 for a while. I believe he was on 105.1 FM for a while. And very, very well known. And like Russell Simmons, back in the day, he wore his jerseys and his jeans and sneakers. That was his method of dress. And the story's told that he actually walked by two professionally dressed women of color. And basically, they gave him the cold shoulder. I think he spoke to them. They gave him the cold shoulder, looked him up and down, rolled their eyes, until the third person who was with them actually said, "Do you know who that is?" "No, I don't know who it is." "That's Ed Lover." And the minute they found out, Amir, that was Ed Lover, their tune changed, their personality changed, their attitude changed, everything changed, and at that moment they wanted to holler at their brother. But that's an example of the fact that we judge before we date. I mean, what do you have to say about that? Anything you want to add to this conversation at this moment?
I agree. I totally agree. We do a lot of judging. So do I. And again, as you get older, you stop doing that because you never know who someone is. I'll give you an example. When I was out in California, and I'll make it real short.
No, take your time.
It was a gentleman there, and oh my God, that bugged me out. It was a guy there, and I really didn't know who he was. And I heard somebody, you know, a little chatter when he came in the room, and he wasn't looking like anything spectacular. He had on, like, a T-shirt and a raggedy baseball hat. I'm in L.A. I should have known better.
Right.
And I should have known better. Oh, my God. He was probably one of the most influential people I've met in the last 10 years. He's one of the head writers for Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns and the other show that he writes for, all of the Tyler Perry shows. How about that? And he wrote for Single Moms Club. His name is David A. Arnold. I just didn't know his magnitude, and I kind of judged him before. I'm like, smoking a cigarette. I don't know. You can't do that. Wow. That bugged me out when he jumped on the stage. Wow. People do that a lot to me, so I shouldn't have turned. And I'm going to finish it with this. People do that a lot to me because I'm tall, and I'm a stand-up comedian, and my sister probably, she said she was going to listen, probably like over there cracking up because I'm saying this is true. I'll hit the club door, and they're like, "Oh, you're the singer."
Exactly.
I'm like, yeah, I'm the singer, too. I jump on stage and tear their ass up. You know what I mean? And they like, oh, my God, you a comedian? Oh, my God, we thought you, see, because you thought, because of why, how I looked, I'm tall. Or I've had it where people, you know, like, you know, ask me, sweetie, like, you don't look funny. You're pretty
yeah,
and you're
funny. Right.
You're pretty and you're dressed cute, but you don't look funny. I'm like, can I please go first? Please? please? You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
But I do get that. I get it all the time, so I do understand. But I had an incident where I did it to someone else, and it bugged me out. And that, yeah, I didn't do that again whilst I was in L.A. How about that?
Well, you know, the thing is, and this is old school, everybody, but this is old school wisdom. You can't judge a book by its cover. How many of us, in the dating world, on the dating scene, looking for love, looking for your soulmate, or looking for a good friend, someone who you can connect with, and it may turn into a romantic relationship? How many of us, let's think about it, how many of us have lost out because we judged before we inquired? We judged before we investigated, like the sisters walking down the streets of New York who judged Ed Lover as some kind of thug and not a very successful radio personality who's been in the game over 20 years. How many, as Amira said, judged someone who was the head writer or a CEO or a producer, a movie producer, because that person wasn't dressed how he or she should be dressed? The nice topic tonight is dating beneath you. Let's have the conversation. Let's listen now to Charlie Wilson, one of my favorite artists, Charlie, last name Wilson. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk.
Yo, see.
Radio.
Yo, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could
take you out.
Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
But here with that design, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie. Leslie Wilson.
Leslie Wilson. I was wondering.
Got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just the one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here with that design, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well. I know you,
but this must be one hell of a
deja vu.
Have I seen you somewhere before?
I know you've heard this somewhere.
You know I want you, girl, for sure.
And that's why I'm introducing myself.
My name is Charlie.
Invite you to my house.
Here is my number.
Pick up the phone.
Don't forget my name.
Hey, everybody, that was Charlotte Wilson with the song Charlotte, last name Wilson, and you are listening live to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy.
Making it and keeping it real, relevant, and raw. Tonight's topic is dating beneath you. Let's have the conversation. Before our musical break, we talked about the fact that we judge oftentimes before we date. And I want to suggest, listening audience, that we are losing out on opportunities to find that friend, to find that love or lover, to find that romantic relationship. Maybe, listen, maybe even to find our soulmate, because we prejudge before we investigate. We prejudge before we take the step to get to know the individual. We prejudge before we give that person an honest hearing. So, let me raise this for our conversation and for the listening audience. Beneath us, is that a false distinction? Because as I hear that, dating beneath you or beneath me, it really suggests that some people are above other people and some people are below other people. So even though it's been the elephant in the room, even though it happens, is it really a false distinction? Or In fact, Amira, aren't there really people who are above some people and who are below some people?
Nah, I don't believe that. How could you go through life believing that? I'm sure people do believe that. I'm positive of that they're better than other people because they have materialistic or whatever makes someone think that they're better. I don't know, because your eyes are browner, your hair is longer, and you got a better grade. You know, your skin is like, I don't hurt at all. You know, I'm not sure if, I don't think that's right. I just don't have a whole lot to say. I just don't think that's right. I do believe this, though. I believe, if I'm going to put it out there, I'm going to say it like this. I believe white people or people not of the black race, you know, we're all of the human race. I just think white people or people that are not ethnic, maybe I should say, they could do it a little easier and less haphazardly than black folks. I don't think it's easy for black folks to say, for instance, for a black woman, you know, who's making $100,000 to tell her husband, you know, go ahead and quit that $20,000 job you had and stay on with the kids. And, you know, it's hard for me to see. And don't get me wrong, again, this show is all about opinion, because I know people are like, he was wrong. No, it's just my opinion, and I may be wrong. I'm just saying, I just don't see that so readily, where you see where white people do it all the time. You'll see the white woman, she's out in corporate America, Fortune 500, making her $500,000 a year. You hear the irony there, right? I'm not even going to go there.
Exactly.
I ain't even going to go there.
No, go ahead. Pause a minute, Amir. Go there. It's all right.
I'm just saying, you know, she would be making more than a black woman out in the corporate world.
Of course,
but, you know what I mean? Making her $500,000 while her husband quit his $50,000 job.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So I see it more readily or see it done more often or not than in anything besides the black, you know, community. I just don't see that in our community a lot. And I'm sure it happens, but I just haven't been exposed to it. Have you?
You know, Amir, it's interesting because we would think that in our community there would be more unity, there would be more understanding, there would be more togetherness, and we have people who are community activists and others talking about, you know, let's stay together, let's stick together, let's keep it positive, we need to be unified. And all of that is true. And all of that is the ideal. The real is that let me throw this out there. I think oftentimes we judge each other more than the white man. And I'm not discounting racism. Believe me. I think we judge each other more, whether you're light skin versus dark skin, whether you have good hair versus bad hair, whether you're from the hood or from the burbs, that just like those ladies who allegedly were looking at Ed Love and judged him. I think sometimes we judge each other more than the white man. And I found this to be true in corporate America, although the whole notion of the glass ceiling is still there. What I found, and Mary, tell me what you think. Sometimes the white man will be harder on us at the beginning, but once we've proven ourselves, we're accepted, at least in the workplace. I found that with our people, some of our people, we listen, I'm just trying to keep it real. We are proving ourselves over and over and over again, and when we mess up one time, it's like we lose whatever ground we've gained with our people. What are you thinking, Nick?
Because I'm a community activist, I don't know. I don't want to turn this into a black. That's a whole nother show.
I just
want to point out again that that's where I see it. I can't say dating or going underneath your means. I just wanted to throw that one example out there. Now, are we hard on each other? We're very judgmental. That's because of all that we've had to endure. In a way, we shouldn't be that way with each other, but damn, we earned the right. We've been a people that have climbed and crawled and, you know, I don't know. That's sticky. Yeah, we do judge. They judge themselves too, though. They're, you know, so every community does that to themselves. So I can't say black people do it more than other black people. I just wanted to point out that situation that I see, because I don't want to turn that. That's for a whole nother radio show.
Hey, we can draw it back in a bit. We can draw it back in. Let me just suggest this. Then we'll go to another song.
All right.
I raise this because I think that, A, we do judge each other. And it's not just a black-white thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not just a black-white thing. We do judge each other. And I think that dating beneath us is a false distinction because we're all human beings, regardless of our race, our class, our sexual orientation, our educational background, socioeconomic level. We're all people. And I think we forget that. And I'm not an idealist in that regard. I mean, I understand human reality, but I think if we begin there, that we're all people, then I think it will expand, and this is getting right to the point, I hope, it will expand the opportunities that we have to find that person that we can date and that we can connect to. Let's go to Saul. Do you agree with me, Amira? You want to say something?
I do.
All right, so let's go to the song Bugatti by Ace Hood. Keeping it raw just for a minute, everybody. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk.
We the motherfucking best, nigga.
Ace Hood. Yeah.
Super. Deuce.
Yeah. I come looking for you, I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
Hey, I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I'm rich as a bitch. 100K, I spun that on my wrist. $200, spun that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the core in the end. Murder, she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Won't flip, run it in my own it. Crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses all in them Porsches. You put this game under, afford it. $4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you call me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Repping my city around in my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas.
It's from the Gucci in the winter. I seen you with your girl. Walking,
in your chinchilla fur. I was laid up in the cool back shader, looking at your face up, pure with no makeup. A little bit of Mac lip gloss, hair in a bun, well done. Looking for a ring, I see none. So I hopped out the coupe and hopped the soup to stop and introduce like I'm shining. You my destiny. In your diamond cluster, too much just to touch ya. Perfume down to your structure. Think I wait till a second night to fuck ya. I wanna marry you. Nah, I'm just playing. We could start with a few nights out in Malibu. Surfing, playing up on Persian. Here's my number. Put it in your purse and call me.
On the telephone, she heard my voice. Tell me to pick her up in my Rolls Royce. If my Rolls Royce is not the ladies, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Mercedes. If my Mercedes would have full up a disease, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Firebird. If my Firebird cannot take the curve, girl, put your ass on the dumb at your butt.
You're getting closer. My player days is over. Well, maybe not completely, but still in all, come here. Let's get head on my bed, and let me get between your legs. Lay on your back, take it from the back, like a bad girl's supposed to. I know you like that. Scream, wake the neighbors from their sleep. Grab the sheets with your teeth, wiggle your butt cheeks. Pour the styles over your body, lift you up. Treat you like a convenience store, stick you up. Take you to the balcony, pick you up, so you can look at the city while I'm digging your kitty. Then we drive into the sunset. Pull over, get up on the hood, ma, I ain't done yet.
On the telephone, she heard my voice. Tell me to pick her up in my Rolls Royce. If my Rolls Royce is not the ladies, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Mercedes. If my Mercedes would have full up a disease, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Firebird. If my Firebird cannot take the curve, girl, put your ass on the dumb at your butt.
We've been together for a few months now. Did it all four seasons to the Trump. Beverly Hills bungalows in your underclothes. In Paris, Eiffel Tower, bubble baths and showers. Dinners and Indochine. Sincere's what you seen. See me flip a couple things, go to magazines. And I think you might be the right one. Whoa, wait, but the brakes gotta investigate. But I do know, to you it don't matter. Whether my pockets are slim or fatter, whether it's BB Hughes or Mr. Charles Slatter. Even if I flip off the success ladder, even if the paragraph didn't hit the charts and smash. If my car was a train, I'd have flipped the rap. I think you'd be right there, cause you're right here. No Cartier charms, just you in my arms. No Sean Don, just a bottle of Avion. Come on.
On the telephone, she heard my voice. Tell me to pick her up in my Rolls Royce. If my Rolls Royce is not the ladies, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Mercedes. If my Mercedes would have full up a DCC, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Firebird. If my Firebird cannot take the curve, girl, put the rust and the dumb at your butt. So I draw from a tiny can, I take one sip. Should've seen me just a gallop like a horse will get whipped. Come quick, yeah.
Hey everybody, we're back. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host.
I'm Mira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. Hey, y'all.
Hey, now, Mira, listen. I work the boards, as you know, so I'm playing Bugatti by Ace Hood. Listen, and you know, I know, listen, audience, I don't have a problem with cussing. Now, I listen to this song, and I'm hearing bitches just too many times. I'm like, you know what? let me spiral this out and play stuff else. So
I like that. I like that. That was nice.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I said, hey, wait a minute.
I'm smiling. I like that. That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, and listen, I like hip hop, I like rugged, I like gangster rap, all that. When I heard bitches about 10 times in the first minute and a half, I'm like, next song.
Yeah.
So listen, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. We definitely keep it real relevant and raw. But when it descends into raunchy, then I got to make an adjustment. So we are here giving you, I believe, the best in Relationship Radio. Tonight's topic is dating beneath you. Let's have the conversation. Let me give out our guest call-in number. It is 646-716-7031, 646-716-7031. We talked about this before our break that, in fact, you suggested that dating beneath you, quote-unquote, is a false distinction because the fact is at the end of the day, we're all human. Then if we start there, then we will expand the opportunity that all of us have to find that friend, find that dating companion, find that soulmate, maybe find that life partner. Now, let me approach from another standpoint. The fact of the matter is this. Let's keep it real. Some of us will not date someone who does not have our educational level. So if you have a bachelor's degree, you won't date someone with a high school diploma. You have a graduate degree, a master's degree, you won't date somebody with a bachelor's. You have a PhD, you won't date somebody with a master's degree. But you know what? More education does not necessarily mean smarter. You may be a white-collar, quote-unquote, professional. Well, the fact that you do not necessarily want to date someone who is blue-collar does not mean necessarily that you're making more money because, Amir, I know, I'm sure you know, I know of some blue-collar brothers and sisters who are making six figures.
Right.
You understand? And at least for the past 3 years that I'm aware, there are college graduates who are actually graduating with $100,000 worth of debt. I work in the healthcare field, and I talked to a person who about a year ago graduated from college in Mirror. Do you know she graduated with $100,000 worth of debt? Do you know that's almost like a mortgage. Can you imagine being 21 years old and you're graduating with $100,000 worth of debt and you can't find a job?
I've definitely seen it because I've consolidated student loans, but it's sad. It's so sad. That stems right. It has, and that has to do with the United States government and the banks, them letting the banks lobby and not letting those kids coming out of college consolidate their loans. That's ridiculous. That in this country, you gotta sacrifice like the next 40 years of your life to have a college education because that's how long
exactly.
It's gonna take you to get out of debt. That's crazy.
Yo, and listen, this thing is so serious. They're going to bring it back to dating, right? This thing is so serious, Amira, that CNN, I think it's CNN, is creating a documentary that they're going to air on CNN about college. And you know what people are beginning to say now? And we're talking about dating beneath you now, so I'm just trying to make this thing real practical, right? Do you know that there are people now who are questioning whether or not a college degree is even worth it?
I've heard that.
I've heard it. There's a whole documentary that's on Netflix right now that's even calling into question the whole validity of a college education. So for those of us who look at, again, this whole notion of dating beneath you, listen, professional college educated does not mean smarter, and it does not necessarily guarantee more money. Finally, let me say this. Being raised in the suburb versus being raised in the hood does not mean necessarily that you have more class. So I want to call in the question for our listening audience. I want to call in the question this whole notion, which I think is a false notion, of dating beneath you. So really what it's about, listening audience, is what are you looking for? What are you looking for? That's it. Let's go. Mirror to another song, Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke. We're going to come back, finish up our show. We're talking about tonight, Dating Beneath You. Let's have the conversation. And you are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Everybody get up.
Maybe
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio, bringing you the best in relationship radio. Guess what? I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. What's up, y'all?
Listen, we're back. We're talking about tonight, Dating Beneath You. Let's have the conversation. Let me give us our guest calling number, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. If you're already listening in, all you have to do is press 1, and you will be put in our queue to talk to your co-host, Amira, the Candy Girl Ryans, and Michael T. So, before I break, I think it's a false distinction, this whole dating beneath, because it means that there are some who are above and some who are below, some who are better and some who are not as good. I think we're all human beings. If we believe that we are all human beings, then we will expand the opportunities to find what we're looking for in the dating game.
Michael, I found a statistic I want to read real quick.
All right.
And this kind of helped me figure stuff out. Like, because if we're going to get to the nitty-gritty, I guess then all black women kind of date above, you know, our grade, you know, underneath our grade, I should say, not above, underneath our grade, because I found this statistic, and it says in 2011, about half of blacks age 16 and older had a job, and 80% of those employed work part-time. Blacks are the only racial or ethnic group for whom women represent a larger share of the employed than do men. More than half of employed blacks in 2011 were women, compared to 46.0% among employed whites. Nonetheless, employed black women still earn less than employed black men. Listen to that. Wow. That's deep. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even finish reading it myself. Look at that. I got my mouth in an O. Wow. Even though we hold more employment, y'all still make money. Now, I do get it together and get a job. Y'all making more money than us, regardless.
That's crazy. It is, Amir. It's crazy. Now, I'm just hearing this statistic, and so, listening audience, I'm actually processing this in the moment. So for our sisters, Amir, what that's saying is that there is really no, how can I put it? There's really no such thing as dating below per se.
It's not.
You understand? In the sense that if the average black woman who's working dating, you're most likely dating a man who's working part-time rather than full-time.
Yes.
So
that's my point.
Right. And when he is fully employed, he's making more money than the woman.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
How about that? When he actually is employed full-time, he does make more money than a black woman. But he's usually not, and we are. That just blew my mind. That's, like, staggering. That's something to be like, let me think about that. That's deep.
That's deep.
And I'll tell you where I got that from if anybody wants to look it up. I have it. It came from, it's a Pew report, P-E-W report, a pretty famous report. But the website I got this statistics, I'm all tongue-tied, the statistics from, it's called the United States Department of Labor, African American Labor Force in Recovery. Again, I'll read it again. United States Department of Labor, the African American Labor Force in the Recovery. And it speaks about blacks in the labor force at a glance. That's crazy.
Amir,
and
that's
from the United States Department of Labor website, yeah.
That is crazy. Amir, we have a caller, so let me bring this caller
on.
And after we bring the caller on, I just want to talk more about this. Hold on 1 second, bring this caller on. Caller, good evening. You're on the air. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw. Tell us who you
What's
are, where you're calling
y'all?
From.
My name is Nikki.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm Nikki. I'm calling from Brooklyn. I was listening to you guys, so I wanted to jump in real quick and say so. You said, Amira, you said that that paperwork that you got was from Pew?
No, their study, the study that they linked this report to was from Pew, but the information where I got this information from, it's from the United States Department of Labor's website, but they mentioned Pew as the entity that made or helped them gather the information to come up with the report.
Yeah, I used to work for them. They're known for that. Yeah, that's when you said it, I was like, yeah, that's something that they definitely do, the Pew Research Center. But
yes. Now, you think is it legit?
Oh, it is legit.
Let me say this: was it legitimate? Was it legitimate for me to even mention their name?
Absolutely, because they're a very large nonprofit organization. They do a lot of case studies and a lot of statistics. They're very well known, actually. Yeah.
Good.
That information is very, that you pulled up is very correct. I think Bahia
I'm holding my chest.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Nikki, I'm over here with my hand over my heart, girl. This information is deep
right
here.
I'm trying to hold my tongue because I think that I'm so strongly minded about certain things when it comes to this dating game. So, you know, I listen to you guys every week. I love the show. But I have to hold sometimes because I'm bringing my Christian views on a lot of things, and it's not the platform for that. It's just raw, and yeah, I'm gonna hold that one. But as far as this Beneath, I think Beneath is a strong word. But for me, I'm not gonna lie. You could be a drug dealer, you could be an engineer, you could be whatever you want to be. But if you're not rowing in a boat, bull, you got to get out. I don't care. You can call it whatever you want. If we're not on the same level mentally for the same common goal, you got to go, period. That's it for me. So is it beneath me that I'm dating? That's what I mean when I say beneath. If we're not looking to get to Z from letter A, then you got to go. I don't care what kind of job you got. That's why, because see, I've had the drug dealer, I've had the corporate dude, I've had all of that, and them dudes wasn't rowing in the boat. They got to go. It's simple as that.
I love it.
It's as simple as that. I got to keep it funky. I mean, that's just what it is, you know, and a lot of people ain't bold enough to put it out there. So, yeah, if you're not on my level, that means you're beneath me. That's how I look at the word beneath. Not because you make $50,000 and I make $20,000 or whatever the case may be. Not in a monetary form, because we all can get money. That's the least
right.
of our worry. Anybody that got a little bit of common sense and got a little hustle in them, they can go make a dollar. But what are you going to do with your dollar? See, that's when it gets real.
Yes.
Well said. You know, Nikki, I appreciate what you're saying. So essentially, what you're saying is that it's not about education. It's not about socioeconomic level. It's not about where you were born. It's about where you're going. See, and you could have two professionals who are not going in the same direction in the relationship, and you out. You understand? But you have a blue-collar person and yourself.
I'm from East Flatbush in Brooklyn, okay? I'm living in Bushwick right now. It don't get no gutter than that. But guess what? I could sit up straight in the chair. I could pull my skirt down across my legs and be, and not scare the people when I go to work. Or I can be like Quenisha around the corner. You know, I could be whatever I need to be, whatever the occasion is called for. However, does that make me less than? I have a degree. I don't even care for it anymore. I want to throw that shit in the garbage if you ask me. But at the same time, it's paying the bills right now, so I need it, you know? But at the same time, people focus on the wrong things is what I'm talking about. And notice what I said, things, not situations. They want to know about what kind of car you got. They want to know where you're working and what your title is at work. Who cares?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Because we use those things really to judge each other and to put each other in a box. So I agree with what you're saying.
And Amir, I don't fit in nobody's box, I promise.
Exactly. Amir, did you have a question for our caller tonight? or something you want to say?
No, no, I definitely enjoy her comment. That was enlightening. It really was. She summed it up so beautifully. I'm what she say? I'm rowing towards her with that. I'm in the boat.
We gotta be rowing, because it's just, you know, we waste so much time on, you know, insignificant matters. You know, if you work at, you know, folding, my mother used to tell me, if you're going to fold jeans, be the best jeans folder you can be. You know, like, it doesn't matter if you're making $10, $20. What you do with your $20 is what really matters. That's the main goal. Because you like you said, Michael, you got people that's out here got all this debt from school, and I'm one of them. And some people can barely make ends meet, but you got the other person that got the little blue collar job. They don't have that much debt, and they making their dollar stretch further.
Exactly, Nikki. We appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you adding to this conversation.
Definitely.
And you are welcome to call anytime. Thank you for calling tonight. You have a good night.
All right. You too.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Listen, that was phenomenal. And that statistic that you cited, it's crazy, because, you know what, it has implications for dating. It even has more implications for marriage. So for the woman of color, the African-American woman, the pool of men who are eligible, let's say, from an economic perspective, is relatively small.
It's very small, and we go through this daily, us women. It's very, very small. And then I want to take it a step further and break it down, what we have to deal with, because out of the percentage of men that's only working part-time, they didn't take into account where the other part that they locked up. Where the other 50% at? They only talking about half. They never mention where the other half. Like, damn, we ain't even got the other 50 cent to choose from. 50%, 50 cent. You heard me?
Exactly.
That's what it about boiled down to. We don't even have the other 50% to choose from, because they're not readily available. Like, when you have a whole and you split it into two, it's usually two pieces there, right? Well, in our case, it's only the one half of the 50%, because I'm telling you, they did not break. That's only the Department of Labor. If they broke that down economically, like, and geographically, that thing would be worse than that. I'm still holding my chest over here like, oh, my God.
Amira, listen, and this is one of the reasons why I so appreciate your contribution to the show. I'm a man, and I'm holding my chest, because, see, this thing is a lot deeper than you and I initially thought, even when we decided to do this show. So we probably need to do a whole show on the plight of the black woman with respect to eligible men. You know, that said, I wanna just take a minute and kind of wrap the show up. We got a couple of minutes. I'm gonna make it very brief. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing. Decide what you want. You know, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a companion situation? Are you looking for a commitment? Are you looking for marriage? See, it's what you are looking for, and then does one's educational level, does the amount of money that they make, does where they were born matter in light of what you're looking for? That's point number one. The second thing that I want to say is this. I've dated women with master's degrees, and I've dated women with high school diploma. The thing for me is not what they make, where they're from, or what education level they have. It's all about their emotional maturity. And we could do a whole show about emotional maturity. But that's what it's about for me. And do we have a connection? And are our boats rowing in the same direction? So, Amir, why don't you take the last minute or so and wrap up the show for us tonight?
I sure will. I'll just say this. Us women, that's only half of what we deal with. You know, that's just half of it. And then it comes down to when you start doing all that, damn, do you want to be lonely? Because it get real narrow and real slim, the percentages. It's just something we have to endure as black people. And we need to do better, period. Black women and black men, we do, to become whole. That's it. That's all I'm going to leave it on this week. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
thanks everybody for listening. Listen, you've been listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m., bringing you the best in relationship radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host.
I'm Mira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. Thanks, y'all.
Listen, thanks everybody for tuning in. We will see you next week with more Real, Relevant, and Raw.